Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Talking to some very important people today from the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, Nathan Newbrow is here, president and CEO. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Renee.
Good to see you.
You too. You too. Thanks for having us.
And Herman Tiemens, who's the chairman of the board. Hello, Herman.
Hi, Renee.
Thank you guys for coming in before the storm.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And we were kind of playing it by ear, watching, but we were able to. It's raining right now here, so.
Right.
I think we're good.
We'll bring you music while you're
Herman, you sing. Is that right?
Sometimes. Yes, it does happen.
So you might break out in song.
It's unlikely today.
Oh. Well, if you want to break out in song, that would be fantastic. And I'm so glad you guys are able to come in. You've just announced the 2019-20 concert season. Very big announcements,
oh,
right?
Oh, so exciting.
Well, and you kicked it off with the ET show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And E.T. last weekend was the entire film above the stage, and the orchestra played all the music, and this amazing John Williams score to this amazing film that many of us haven't seen for years.
I mean,
I was a young child. Yes. There were tears.
I'm sure.
And you forget how fantastic the music is
right.
to that, the score.
Well, and what a fantastic thing to do, like bring back those emotions and here's the movie, but with a live symphony.
That's amazing.
Right. Right?
The way to hear it.
Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know, and maybe new to the area, or some of us who are natives and just need a refresher, how long has the Colorado Springs Philharmonic been a part of our community?
92 years.
Isn't that amazing?
92 years. Yeah, we were started in 1927.
Wow.
And it's been an amazing, wild ride. The orchestra has grown along with the community and been there, right there, with every bump and curve that this community has experienced during these 92 years. It's been so exciting. And we're at the top of our game.
Right.
I'm glad to say. The musicians and our music director have delivered performances that are just magical.
Yeah, and like you were saying, kind of ups and downs over the years. And at one point, we maybe thought the Philharmonic would not be anymore. Is that right?
Well, it did happen in 2003. There was an unfortunate restructuring, but the orchestra is back and stronger than ever,
which is fantastic,
and dedicated to the long term, which is essential, and it's why we have such an amazing board that can bring us their gifts and their wisdom.
Now, how many musicians are a part of the Philharmonic, and how many different instruments? It's pretty large.
Well, every instrument that we need on a given performance, we'll get for that performance. But we have 76 contracted musicians, meaning they're auditioned from all over the world. We have quite a few who are international players, meaning they're not from the U.S. originally, but they're here now and they are really contributing to the Philharmonic, and so exceptionally gifted players. These are not your top players in your high school band. These are the very top players in the world. And they've come here to Colorado Springs, and we are so lucky to have them in our community.
That's incredible. And for them to look at the Springs and go, yes, I want to be a part of that. I'm living in this community and being a part of it, I'm sure.
It is. It's just the joy of my life to be able to work with them.
That's incredible.
And as you said, Nathan, we grow and supplement the orchestra when needed for major pieces. I know that there's one in particular in the new season next year that is quite ambitious.
It's very, very ambitious. The next season that was just announced will end in May 2020.
Okay.
And that will end with a piece by Benjamin Britten, who's a British composer, Benjamin Britten's War Requiem.
Wow.
Which is, it's enormous.
Is it?
Enormous doesn't quite capture it. We'll have 450 musicians on stage.
Wow. We'll
have two orchestras on stage, if you can just kind of grasp that.
Well,
for
I'm
a
trying
moment.
To right now. That's
right.
Massive.
Plus a huge chorus, children's choir, and vocal soloists, and it tells a story, and it also it's all about the pity of war, and it was written to reconsecrate a cathedral that was bombed in England in World War II. So it was commissioned in the early '60s to celebrate that moment, and it is. It's just a very, very moving piece, and it will be the cherry on top of the
season.
The next season. It'll be the closing moment of next season, and also the end of an 8-week community-wide festival about heroism.
Wow.
And so I'm sure we can talk more
about that. Oh, we are going to talk a lot more about that. In fact, let's go ahead and take a break, and we will have more with Nathan and Herman when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, and joining us is Nathan Newbro, President and CEO, and Herman Tiemens, Chairman of the Board. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in on this rainy so far morning.
Good morning.
In some
good
areas.
Morning. Yes.
Good morning. Thanks again for having us.
Snow shovel is ready.
It is ready, right? Well, and let's keep talking about the history of the Philharmonic. I mean, how many years now? 1927. That's a long time.
It is a long time. And think about how the community has changed during all those years. The Philharmonic has been here the entire time.
It's incredible. It's very much part of the community. And the conductor, Josep, I'll let you guys fill in the last name.
Josep Caballé Domènech.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's incredible,
he's
right?
He's got a great name. He's got an even bigger personality.
Right? Yes.
And
it was quite the get getting him, wasn't it?
It was a tremendous moment for the orchestra. And I'll tell you a quick story. The way we search for a conductor is might be a little like the way a church would search for a new pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you scope out the field and you look for people who would meet with your values and your vision.
Right.
And you narrow that down to a few, and then you have them come in and experience a week or so with them. And you maybe hear a sermon. In our case, we have them in for a concert weekend. And so we had narrowed our list to five.
Wow.
This was now 10 years ago. We had narrowed our list to five finalists, and we lined them all up. Like a fashion show, right? We had lined them all up.
Right.
And each of them was scheduled to have a week with us. At the same time, our former music director, Lawrence Leighton Smith, was ill. And he had to back out of a performance.
Oh.
And we needed a conductor, any conductor. We needed someone good, but we needed someone on the spur of the moment. And we got this man from Barcelona, whose name was Josep. We had never met him before, but he was able to come in for this concert weekend. And after the very first rehearsal with the musicians at 10 o'clock at night, I got a call from a musician in the orchestra saying, and I will quote him perfectly here. He said, "Dude, we've got to hire this guy."
Wow.
And by 3 o'clock the next day, he was a finalist. And then it was no question. What he did with our orchestra in just a few hours was more than any of the other finalists could have done in years.
And that, I mean, it speaks volumes in his passion for music.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is huge.
Yeah, right. So he's got a vision that matches our community. It matches where we want to be as an organization. And so we're so fortunate to be in his presence at his performances, but also to have him on the podium.
That's incredible. And like, what an incredible story.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is all of a sudden. Hey, I'll come in.
And call it providence or call it luck. But
right.
It was in that moment that we discovered what our future would be.
Well, and I need to jump topics, you guys, because we're going to run out of time because it goes so fast. But let's talk about the board. Mm-hmm. The board for the Colorado Springs Philharmonic. How long has the board been a part of the Philharmonic?
Well, the board has always been a part of the Philharmonic. So with a nonprofit, you always have a board of volunteer community leaders who are helping to support the mission of the organization. I'm very enthusiastic about the board that we have in place now. We've been very deliberate in the last few years about making sure we've got strength of leadership from throughout the community. We have, several of the major medical health hospital groups that are involved with the organization. We have many other business leaders in the community,
right.
Lots of different perspectives, lots of good diversity. We're in a very fortunate position because, as Nathan referred to in the last segment, we really are at the top of our game.
Right.
And the Philharmonic is an organization that people want to be involved with. They're enthusiastic about the mission, and that certainly makes it a lot easier to attract the sorts of folks to the board that we really want to serve.
Right.
So we've been very successful in our recruitment efforts over the last few years, and I think this board is certainly the strongest that I have had the pleasure to serve on.
That's fantastic. And how long have you been a part of the board, Herman?
I've been on the board for 4 years and just assumed the role of chair in September. So
that's great.
Presumably, I've got a couple of years to go in this role.
That's fantastic. And I understand that the Philharmonic recently launched a foundation. Is that right?
We did. So we just backing up a little bit from that, we recently completed a strategic plan for the organization and took a new look at, you know, where we want to be focused. We were very fortunate to get some great consultants in that process, Pam Shockley-Zalabek and Sally Hibble, who we worked with for several months, came up with a number of strategic priorities for the organization. And of course, one of those is all about long-term integrity for the organization and getting the right sorts of revenue streams in.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't understand the economics of orchestras, nonprofit sector in general. About 50 to 60% of our revenue comes from ticket sales, which means that there is a significant amount that has to be through contributed revenue, donations, foundations, sponsorships from
right.
businesses. And so one of the key tenets that we really wanted to put in place was long-term support for the organization that is predictable income for the indefinitely. And so we set up a foundation, not a new idea, but we finally kind of got focused on getting this launched.
Right.
We have a great board of trustees in place with many great community leaders. Our board of trustees chair is Thayer Tutt over at El Pomar Foundation, obviously somebody who has some fantastic experience in
right.
this space. And we had a lead gift from the estate of Margot Lane, which was used, $1 million went in to help seed this foundation.
That's incredible.
Which creates an endowment for the organization that will support us for indefinitely, really. I was going to say many years to come, but really it's indefinite.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. A nice foundation, like you said, a great place to launch and secure,
yep.
right?
Absolutely. And something to build on.
Right.
When we look at other symphony orchestras about our size across the country and in middle market communities like Colorado Springs, we see many of them that have endowments of 15, 20 million.
Mm.
And so that's something to aspire to. So
right.
We're not
working
right. but without this foundation in place, we would be much further away. So
yeah.
we're grateful to Herman and Thayer Tutt and these
yeah.
this board of trustees.
Do we have a
yeah,
minute
just really quick,
more?
Yeah.
So just to put the dollars a little bit more into context, $1 million right creates an endowment of about 5% of that amount. So $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
The budget for the Philharmonic is about $4 million. So $1 million really generates enough revenue to create a little bit over what is currently 1%
right.
of our budget. So growing this foundation is a real strategic priority so that we can strengthen our capabilities over the long term.
Perfect. Okay, we do need to take a news break. And when we come back, we'll have more with Nathan and Herman from the Colorado Springs Philharmonic next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us from the Colorado Springs Philharmonic, President and CEO Nathan Newbro is here. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Renee.
Chairman of the Board, Herman Tiemens, is here. Hello, Herman.
Hello, Renee.
Now, before the break, we were talking about the strategic plan that was put in place for the board and for the Philharmonic and the creation of the foundation. And, of course, I asked you guys during the break, well, then how can folks get involved with the foundation? Is there a way people can get involved with the foundation and be a bigger part of the Philharmonic?
Yeah, thank you for
yeah.
asking the question. So we have to strike a balance because, as I mentioned before, a very significant part of the annual budget for the Philharmonic is made through donations.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't obviously redirect all of that support for the longer term.
Right.
So we do need that ongoing support in the moment, so to speak. I think there are a couple ways to get engaged with foundation, one of which is through what we call the Encore Society. So those are folks who have elected to include the Philharmonic, or specifically the Philharmonic Foundation, in their legacy giving plans through their estate.
Okay.
So we mentioned in the last segment Margot Lane, who's been a very long time supporter of the Philharmonic and many other nonprofits throughout town. Fantastic mm-hmm. lady who's supported this community for many years.
Right.
She did include the Philharmonic in her estate plan.
Right.
And that entire amount was passed to the foundation so that it will provide support for years to come. So
right.
we're hoping that folks will follow her lead. And I've certainly done that. Many, many other supporters of the organization have done that. There are other ways that you can get involved. And I think Nathan is going to talk about one that's going on right now.
Well, another word about Margot Lane and people who can include the Philharmonic in their estates. You know, it's interesting. Margot, for people who knew her, know that she was a true philanthropist mm-hmm. and a person of... with resources and who was willing to put those resources to work for the community in various ways and in notable ways. But for every Margot, there are other donors who are very quiet donors
Absolutely.
During their lifetime.
Yeah.
And maybe we've had donors who have given, they have a record of maybe they've given $100 a year, which is wonderful of them,
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
They give that every year. And we had no idea, but when they pass and their estate is settled, we discover, oh my goodness, they left a large legacy to the Philharmonic, and that it really touches my heart because these are people that maybe we knew and we saw in the audience, but we had no idea,
right,
that they had made these preparations for our benefit, and
right.
isn't that fantastic
yeah.
of them? So what we'd love to do is actually know that they've planned that. So that we can celebrate them in their lifetime.
Right.
Right? And so this Encore Society allows us to do that. So there are people of all different types who are in the Encore Society, and so we appreciate them. And right now we're celebrating one legacy person who's still with us, and she's fantastic, and that's Kathleen Fox Collins.
Mm-hmm.
We asked her to be with us this morning, actually,
yeah.
because she's so vibrant and what a wonderful supporter of the arts in our community. So Kathleen, there are several individuals who have set up a fund at the foundation in Kathleen's name.
That's great.
Because they so appreciate what she's done over the years. So we're grateful for that. There are lots of ways to participate with the Philharmonic, whether that just means being in the audience.
Right.
Or making a gift or making this large step and becoming a legacy donor. And so I think people should just engage with the Philharmonic the way that seems natural for them.
Right.
And we have ways to do that. So
Absolutely.
reach out, come see us.
Yeah. So they can reach out and go, hi.
Yep.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. We'll
make
be right
a call.
There. Yes.
So speaking of, you know, coming out to a performance by the Philharmonic, like you were mentioning, as 50 to 60% of funding comes from the ticket sales. And you guys just announced and launched your 2019-2020 season.
So exciting.
Yep. And it's a big, like we talked about kind of what's happening at the end, which we'll talk more about, but this season is jam-packed, isn't it?
It's a huge season. It's a huge season. And there's something for everyone, Renee, which is something that I love
right.
being able
the
to say.
The diversity of it. And
Right. So for the people who really want the core classical music, we're there for them.
Right.
For the people who want rock and roll, we're there for them.
Right.
I mean, the pop season starts with the music of Queen. Rock That's band plus symphony orchestra. You know,
which is on top right now.
Amplification and the lights and the sound and everything. Well, it's all happening. That starts the pop season. Then we have the Coco, this Disney Pixar film, which will be the film shown above the stage and the music played by the orchestra. That'll be on Dia de los Muertos in November 1st.
Wow.
Just a big celebration for that day. And the season goes on and on. There's something for everyone. And what I love telling the community, and Herman knows this well, and you know it too, is that season tickets are half price in your first year. In your first year, when you get a new season tickets, it's half price in your first year, and then your second year, it's 30% off.
Wow, that's incredible.
And so our subscribers, they get the best seats.
Right.
Hands down. They get the best prices, hands down. They don't pay box office fees. They can exchange their tickets if they're out of town, if it snows like we're expecting today.
Yes, well, it's
they can exchange their tickets for another performance. Subscribers get it all, and they get it for less than any other ticket holder. So we encourage people to reach out, go to csphilharmonic.org, and discover what's available next season.
And the season is long, like you said, because it launched recently, and then mm-hmm. it goes to what you were saying, May.
September through May.
September mm-hmm. through May, which is huge.
Yes, yes. And we reach a little over 200,000 people per year through events and broadcasts.
Yeah.
And so we're so pleased to serve this community in this way.
And I bet you have a lot of schools that come in and are connected with the Philharmonic and kids that watch the Philharmonic, little musicians.
In different ways.
Yeah.
And one is with their families. We have a project called Free for Kids, sponsored by GE Johnson Construction. Free for Kids is exactly what it sounds like. Fridays and Sundays throughout the season, families can bring their kids age 7 to 17 for free.
That's incredible.
Isn't that enormous?
That's huge.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so
huge.
So we have families who are really excited about that. The other way is through Philharmonic Kids, which are school field trip concerts. So the kids get on the bus at their school. They come down for a morning performance several times per year, and it's a performance especially for them. And
wow.
And it's practically free. In fact, for many schools, it is free.
That's incredible.
And so, it's another service to the community. It wouldn't be possible without our patrons, our ticket holders, and our donors.
Right.
So we're engaging with the community in lots of different ways.
Which is fantastic. Okay, you guys, we need to take another quick break, and we'll have more with Nathan and Herman when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking about the Colorado Springs Philharmonic with President and CEO Nathan Newbro and Chairman of the Board, Herman Tiemens, is here, and we've been talking about the incredible season. Really quick again, though, I want you to touch on the wrap-up of the season. This is a huge, 450 orchestra members for this.
450 musicians.
Musicians,
both singers,
okay.
And
that's
instrumentalists. With Britain's War Requiem happening May 2020. And, you know, we love to finish the season in a big way.
Right. I mean, that's a big bang. Yeah.
This is bigger than big. And so it's a thrilling way, and it's a once in a generation piece.
Which
it won't be done here again for
who knows
decades.
How long. Yeah.
So we're thrilled to be able to present it, and that will be the big final moment.
So get your tickets now if they're not already.
Season tickets available.
Yeah. Perfect. And let's talk about
that particular concert. Yeah. Is the capstone of an exciting festival that the Philharmonic has planned, leading others in our community. I don't know if,
sure,
Nathan, maybe I can prompt you to talk a little bit about that.
The festival is called Becoming Heroes, and we will engage with 20 or more military and cultural organizations throughout the community. Many have already said yes, and they're raring to go. The theme is heroism, and with the idea that that's not strictly about the military, but it certainly includes the military. It's not strictly something focused on the military, but it is something that can include everyone, with the idea that anyone could be.
Anybody can be a hero.
But we also think that heroism is a high bar.
Yeah.
True heroism really is. And so we'll be exploring that concept. We'll be learning a lot from that concept. We will present 10 concerts during these 8 weeks, and our partners will present many other events and broadcasts.
That's incredible.
Yes, and so we're really excited about it, and we're just discovering the creativity of these organizations that are joining us.
Now, can they see the schedule for the festival up on the Philharmonic website?
Yes, they can see all that at csphilharmonic.org, and there will be much more to say about that as the festival gets closer.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk before we have to wrap up about the future for the Philharmonic. We've talked about the past and how it's growing and getting these incredible musicians and of course, mm-hmm. Joseph, the famed conductor, and moving forward, making that strategic plan. So what do you guys see for the future for the Philharmonic?
As part of our strategic plan, one of the key tenets was, in fact, growth. Mm-hmm. I think most folks are aware of the demographics of our community. It's a growing community. It's anticipated to continue growing. We certainly want the Philharmonic and intend for the Philharmonic to be growing with it. We are defining that as we go. It could be a whole number of different ways that it can have to do with taking on very ambitious pieces as we just talked about, right, with the War Requiem. Certainly, we're always looking to grow audience. And as demand comes in, it could mean more concerts. It just depends. So we certainly want to be a growing organization as we move into the future, and that's very much a part of our strategic plans.
And, of course, looking at musicians, too, right? And I think you were kind of commenting before about the musicians and bringing in top musicians and wanting them to stay.
Yes, the musicians are central to the growth of the organization. And so I'm excited about the possibilities here, because the musicians for many years, and this is very natural for an orchestra in a community our size, where we will we attract some top talent.
Absolutely.
Out of conservatories. Think about the Juilliard School in mm-hmm. New York City. We attract musicians from places like that who are early in their career, and we're sort of a stepping stone for them. And so they might be with us for several years, and then they move on to the next bigger, better thing. And that's we celebrate with them, and that we don't hold it against them. We're happy for them when it happens. But in the future, we want to be a place where they come and stay.
Right.
We want to be a place where they come and raise a family and find a home. The ensemble of the orchestra, the way they play together, has to develop over time.
Correct. Yeah.
And if people are always changing, that doesn't create ensemble the way that we want to. So we want to be a destination for those players. We want to be a place where they come and find a home and stay, because they contribute so much to Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. So tell everybody how they can get more information about the Philharmonic, get tickets, find out about the foundation, all that stuff, because we've covered a lot of ground this morning.
First and foremost, tickets. Season tickets are available now. They're half price in your first year. And all of that information is at csphilharmonic.org.
That's easy to remember.
csphilharmonic.org. All that information is there. They can go and order online now, and they'll get some of the best seats we have for the new season.
That's incredible. It's incredible. And about reaching out for the foundation and more information and getting involved that way?
Absolutely. People can reach out to myself directly, any of the board members, any of the staff, Nathan. We are very big enthusiasts of the organization, obviously, and its long-term success. So we're always happy to talk about it and let people know more.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming in today. Stay warm. Stay dry.
Thanks again, Renee.
Stay safe.
We appreciate
you
having us.
Thank you so much for coming in. And scheduled to be on The Extra tomorrow, Nicole Odell from the National MS Society. Of course, we'll see how that goes with the weather day. That's coming up tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.